Tonight is our group's 22nd anniversary. For which we have a special format. Peggy will give us a brief history of the group, followed by an information break, and then our main speaker, who will speak for 45 minutes. Please help me welcome Peggy, co-founder and overall chair in 1995.
Okay. Wow. My name is Peggy B., and I belong to the Atlanta Group. And I was overall chair in 1995, okay? Good? What? Into the mic. Now, you know that the Atlanta Group is my diamond necklace, and you are all my baguettes, in case you forget. And now, the history of the Atlanta Group. Many groups start with a resentment and a coffee pot. We did not. We had lots of good examples from the Pacific Group and Clancy, its founder. And certainly they had the enthusiasm that we wanted to adopt. Now, I was lucky enough to be one of the founders, along with Van, who we lost 10 years ago this month. Van's loss to the Atlanta Group is incalculable. Can everybody hear? All the way in the back row? Good. The fellowship we chose 22 years ago has grown up around us, and our big book makes that promise to us. It was March 1st, 1994, and we met for the first time at the Convent of the Sacred Heart, 91st and 5th Avenue. Jane's shaking her head. I, of course, had scouted the location, and I chose it, believe it or not, because it had red velvet cushions and gilded wood frames. I knew this is where we belonged. Now, of course, the first night we met, they forgot that they had given us that room. It was the recital hall. They forgot, so they put us in the library, which comfortably probably 30 could fit. We were 75 that first meeting. In our fifth year, they asked us to hold our attendance to 75. We had grown. We had grown to probably about 200. They said we were too big for the recital hall. We could not lock that door after 75. So we went on a search for a larger space, thankfully relocated here in Christ Church, and very happily, may I say. And here's our meeting history. On February 5th, 1996, we started our second meeting, the Big Book Study, on Wednesdays. On July 1st, 1998, our third meeting was our Beginners, which meets on Thursdays. On January 7th, 2000, our fourth meeting was Steps and Traditions, and we launched it on the West Side, and it meets on Fridays. On October 13, 2002, we started our fifth meeting, the call-up meeting, which meets on Sundays. On February 28, 2005, we began our sixth meeting, the 11-step meditation meeting, and it meets on Mondays. On February 16, 2008, our seventh meeting, the open meeting, and it meets every Saturday. You know, Van, up until 2006, Van gave the history talk. And that year he was too ill, and he asked me if I would do it. And he told me, he says, you know, Peggy, I made some notes that'll help you. And I typed in the notes. What has grown here is loyalty and responsibility to the home group, and a sponsorship ethic which stresses AA's program of recovery. A desire to do service and to support our service branches with time and with money. We have maintained the structure that we developed here, and as a direct result, we have flourished. But I will tell you why we are, he wrote this now when we were 10 years old. Enough of you are willing to give up for the time you spend at an AA meeting at the Atlantic Group, your personal desires, even your demands. You give up your individual, may I say, rights. And that for at least while you attend an Atlantic Group meeting, you follow, consciously or not, the first tradition. The group comes first, the individual second, albeit a close second. That you are obedient to avoiding the use of street language, you dress according to our dress code, and following another tradition, our primary purpose, carrying the message of AA. It is you, the individual member, being loving and tolerant for your group that makes it all work. It is because you make that sacrifice that we are here tonight, celebrating 22 years. And if you keep that up, you will remain true to the group's conscience. We will retain the structure, follow the traditions, especially AA's singleness of purpose. You will meet 22, 30, and maybe 50 years and fill this room with AA music, laughter, and the sharing of love for one another, our fellowship, and especially our group. Thank you.